Chandu, the magician. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight, the makers of White King granulated soap present for your enjoyment Chandu, the magician. But before our story begins, we would like to ask a question. Do you shudder when you see the price tags on sheets and towels these days? Then, those high prices are one reason for giving all your household linens White King Wash Day Care. White King has been a good washing machine soap, a good wash day soap, for 30 years. Today, it is better than ever, actually improved in quality. You'll like White King because it dissolves so quickly and completely in your wash water, because it makes quantities of suds that eagerly wash off surface dirt and wash out hidden dirt. And White King washes so quickly and so gently, it protects your household linens, keeps them new-looking longer. Just try White King. We know you'll say, I love that soap. Haunted by an ominous premonition of disaster, Frank Chandler decides to go once more to the rooms of the sinister Roxor and search them for a possible key to the riddle. He finds part of a letter signed by the Princess Naji, begging him to meet her in Italy. But Chandler believes Roxor left it for him to find and has some reason for wanting him to leave Cairo. Later, he pretends to leave Naji's home, tricking Roxor's watching Arab into reporting that Chandler has gone. And not knowing their new acquaintance, Gordon Douglas, is an agent of Roxor's, Chandler sets himself to await Roxor's next move. Now, late the following afternoon, Dorothy, Betty, and Bob have gone out on the river to escape the heat. The felucca, manned by Naji's Arab boatman, is moving slowly down the Nile toward her home. But behind them, on the river unseen, is the boat of Gordon Douglas. Chandu, the magician.
It's much cooler now. Mehmed, we'll go in when we get to the river gate.
As you say, Sid.
Can't we have dinner in the garden tonight, Mother?
If Abu hasn't set the table when we go in.
Well, you'll have an argument with him anyway, Mom. He thinks it's screwy to eat outdoors. He said Naji never does.
Mother, did you say anything to Uncle Frank about that letter from Naji?
Well, no, dear. Why?
Because what if it really was from Naji?
Betty.
Well, she could be in Italy. Uncle Frank doesn't know where she went.
Oh, he knows what he's doing, dear.
I can't help thinking how awful it would be if she really does need help. And she's waiting and waiting, and Uncle Frank doesn't come.
Oh, Bets, how could Roxor get a hold of a letter of Naji's?
Well, he's awfully slick, Bob. Or Uncle Frank would have found Daddy long before this, for one thing.
Look, Roxor hasn't got the Egyptian post office working for him.
Maybe not. But he must...
Darling, let Uncle Frank work it out.
He will anyway, Bet, so... Oh, here we are.
Ah.
Oh, you can tie up the boat, Mehmed. I'll help them out.
Hey, well, here you go.
Thanks.
Oh. Hello there.
Oh, hi, Mr. Douglas. Have you been trying to cool off, too?
Pull into the landing, Miss Arthur. Well, good afternoon, Mrs. Regent. I thought I recognized you out there in the river.
Oh, good afternoon.
Hello, Mr. Douglas. We didn't see you.
The clerk at the hotel suggested a stay. Mrs. Regent, you look as cool as a spring morning.
Well, it is cooler now. Egypt's like Southern California.
Don't tell me, I know. No matter how hot it is in the daytime...
It's always cool at night.
It is, too.
Oh, I believe it, Betty. Oh, Mrs. Regent, I was going to drop in later. Will you be in?
Why, yes, we...
Well, why don't you come in now?
Well, I'd like to, if your mother doesn't mind.
We'll be glad to have you.
Thank you. Mustafa, you needn't wait. I'll get a cot. Take me back.
I want it, thank
you. You know, there's nothing more boring than sitting around a hotel.
Oh, gee, I thought foreign correspondents never had a dull moment.
Oh, I'm waiting to hear from my office in Rome about something, but... Oh, let me open the gate.
Isn't Naji's garden beautiful, Mr. Douglas?
Looks as if it might be centuries old.
It is?
I think the high wall all around makes it look positively feudal. And you know, at night, the whole place is locked up like a fort or something.
I know what you mean. I told you the other day, I've heard endless stories about the mysterious princess no one ever sees.
Little you know.
Bob, will you go in and see if there's any mail?
Oh, sure, Mom, in a minute. Mr. Douglas, would you look at some pictures I've taken? I'd like to know if they're any good.
Well, I'm no expert, Bob, but I'll be glad to look at them.
Pull them up in my room. I'll get them.
Let's sit out here, Mother, shall we?
All right. Mr. Douglas, would you like to have dinner with us?
Why, thank you. I'd love
to. Oh, it'll be fun. Mother, shall I go and tell a boo?
Please, dear. Here, take my hat, will you?
Uh-huh. I'll ask him about having dinner outside.
I didn't know there was a woman in the world who could take off a hat without looking into a mirror afterwards.
Well, as Betty would say, I'm the casual type.
Not casual, exactly. Restful, that's the word for you.
I suppose all writers automatically try to analyze everybody they meet.
Hmm?
And I have a friend at home...
Don't pigeonhole me, Mrs. Regent.
Why, you sound as if I'd accused you of something dreadful.
I'm sorry. Truth is, I guess, I resent being lumped together in your mind with a mass of other people.
Oh, you won't be. By the time we get home, you'll become that man we met in Egypt. And Bob and Betty will paste your stories in a scrapbook and brag about having dinner with you.
Is that a subtle way of putting me in my place? Reminding me that you're the mother of two?
If I had to do that, Mr. Douglas, I wouldn't be at all subtle.
I see. Well, just my bad luck.
What is?
That the most attractive woman I've met in years is... Well, no use saying any more now.
I agree.
But I do hope you're not angry. Because we can still... Chandler! I thought you were out of town.
How are you, Douglas?
Well, I'm surprised. I understood you to say you were leaving Cairo for a few days.
Not just yet. Dart, Betty wants to know if you can come in for a minute.
Why, yes. Excuse me.
Certainly.
It's very pleasant out here this time of day.
Yes. I hope you don't mind my dropping in like this. As a matter of fact, I've been wanting to talk to you about India.
Yes, you spoke of it the other day. Is there anything in particular you'd like to know?
Well, is it true there's anything more to those tricks the street fakirs do than just tricks?
No, I don't think so.
I thought not.
Of course, there are men who teach the real secrets of what we call magic.
You're not serious.
I am indeed. The ancient wisdom of the East... Men have lost it now to a great extent. But it's been preserved through the centuries by a handful...
A handful of the faithful.
Exactly. I don't often discuss this with anyone, Douglas. People who know I'm called Chandu the Magician out there... Well, I let them think the things I know are just tricks. Parlor magic.
I appreciate your taking me seriously.
It's a little different with you...
In what way?
Douglas, I'd like to have you understand just what it means to study with a master of the occult, as I did, for 10 years.
Oh, you want me to do a story on this, I see.
Not at all. You'll know what to do when you leave here tonight.
Now, look here, this is very odd. Are you sure that you want
you
to...
You don't know how odd. Enough, Hamid. If you'll wait here a moment, I'll show you, Douglas.
I'm not hard to impress with sleight of hand. And I admit I've heard of your tricks even in Washington. Well, what's that? Not a crystal ball.
Yes. I'll set it here. Just pull up your chair, will you? I'll sit here. Just look into it, Douglas.
You surely don't expect me to see anything, Chandler. That's not the way crystal gazers work.
Look. Look, I say.
What? What's that sound? Where's it coming from?
Look into the crystal. I will lift the curtain of time from your life. I will know what you did and why you have come to take a place in my life. Look, Douglas.
Why, that's my hotel room in Rome.
Who is the other man? The man with you?
I...
Tell me.
You can't force me to tell you anything.
You knew that man was to die. The mark of death is upon him. Tell me.
His name is... No. No.
His name is Douglas. Gordon Douglas.
I'm Douglas. Stop it.
No. Look into the crystal. Look again.
Oh.
Darkness. The black shadows of the Roman temple. The stars are gone. The moon's face is hidden from death.
Oh. I can't look at it.
In the blackness near the Tiber, Douglas lies dead. And you came here to take his place. Who are you?
No one knows my name but Rocksaw.
Oh, what an experience. Like a nightmare.
Was it?
Quite a show. Strangely enough, you were in it, too.
Was I?
It's very interesting. You know, I'm rather glad no one could see it but myself. It was nothing much, you understand, just an incident that happened before I left Rome, but, well, you understand.
Oh, yes. You said I was in it, though.
I seemed to hear your voice. I suppose that was because I was listening to you when I fell asleep, or whatever the term is.
I asked you a question. Don't you remember?
Why, no. When?
In the nightmare.
No, I did. You don't mean to say you saw all that? You couldn't have, or you'd... Nothing.
All I'd have known, you're an agent of Rocksaw's.
Rocksaw's? What's that? I never heard of it.
Who else could have told you I'd be away?
Your sister mentioned it, or you told me yourself. Now, look here, Chandler. I know I asked for this hocus-pocus.
Nobody in this house told you I'd gone. Rocksaw left that note, thinking I'd dash off to Italy. What were you to do then?
I'm sorry, Chandler. I'm afraid I can't go along with this. If you really believe such stuff, I'd advise you to consult a good psychiatrist.
So you haven't had enough yet. Sit down, Douglas.
Oh, no.
You will once more relive an hour I must see.
No.
Look into the crystal. That's it. Now.
Now, before we say goodnight for Chandu the magician, we have a bedtime story for all you mothers of small babies. A true story about White King granulated soap. We do not have to tell you that babies require lots of diapers, and that diapers require lots of washing in rich, gentle soap suds. That means that mothers require lots of White King, because the very same soap you like so much for washing clothes and dishes is safe for washing baby diapers, too. In fact, it is so very safe that many maternity wards of hospitals suggest that mothers use White King for washing baby clothes. White King suds are gentle suds. They wash baby clothes sweet and clean, and then all the soil and all the soap suds are rinsed away freely and completely in your rinse water. Yes, just as surely as you love your baby, you will love White King for washing baby clothes. The makers of White King invite you to listen tomorrow at this time when the story resumes. Chandu, the magician. This is the Mutual Don Lee Broadcasting System.